This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh my God, what a fantastic show it was tonight.
Oh, you think so?
I loved it. But you know what's really exciting?
What?
What?
Not only are we on the radio, but now we're also a podcast.
I've never been in a pod.
I think you can just go to www.joy.org.au.
It's very alien, isn't it, being in a pod?
A podcast. It sounds like a little pea has broken its arm and it's got a little cast.
Yeah, that's
nice. I'm going to tune in.
Oh, I'm going to tune off. I think thousands have.
Subscribe is the word you're looking for.
Subscribe either via iTunes or directly from the Joy site.
That's right.
And obviously, guys, if they like the show so much, we'll get them to tune in every Tuesday night between 9 and 10.
Do you think we'll get to anyone?
No, I don't think so. It's on the wireless.
Brett, you've got a lot of pull, though. You'll be
fine. Yeah, Brett will have 6 friends listening.
All my 6 friends.
And maybe a million.
Thanks for listening.
People.
Oh, and Mum.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
Yes.
Like copper kettles and
warm woolen mittens.
Brown paper packages. These are a few of my favourite things.
Oh, you know, apparently they're doing favourite things on Catching Up. What's your favourite thing besides singing?
I don't like anything else.
Don't you, darling?
No, everything else is dull.
I wonder what Jamie's favourite thing is besides his
pottery.
Is that what it is? She likes pottery. Perhaps Brett's favourite thing is Jamie. I'm sensing a bit of sexual tension there. I wouldn't mind being Dolly's favourite thing.
Few of my favourite things. When the dog bites.
When the bee stings.
Ow!
When I'm feeling sad.
Boo-hoo!
I simply remember my favourite things. And then I
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Hello and good evening, Melbourne.
Hello.
Good evening, Dolly. Good evening, Jamie.
Good evening, Brett.
Good evening, Brett. Good evening, Jamie.
That was the lovely Lottie and Dottie introducing to our lovely theme this week.
Favourite things. And a little bit of singing from Dottie and Lottie there, which is a first for them. But, I mean, such beautiful, beautiful tones.
Who are they, darling?
Well, they're good friends of ours here at Catching Up. Dottie and Lottie, a couple of girlfriends of ours, I guess, wouldn't we call them? Beautiful, kind-hearted, know everything, and run a bit of a chook farm up in Dalesford and pop in every week and give us some advice.
We love a bit of country les.
I bet they like a boot scoot.
They do.
Always nice to hear from them, isn't it? It's nice to hear that we've got somebody listening, isn't it, darling?
It is. Dolly, darling, what is on the show tonight?
My favourite things. Well, some of my favourite things are the Kransky Sisters from Queensland. Ooh. Lovely comedy act. And a little bit, of course, Ab Fab Olympics. Not the Olympics, but Ab Fab Olympics. What about you?
I was going to say, we guess after the third show of you mentioning Ab Fab that it must be one of your favourite shows.
Did you guess to crop that? Up every week, doesn't it?
Oh, it's Olympics, darling. That's all it is.
I'm going to do a little bit of retro home entertaining. And
retro.
My favourite genre of movies would be the disaster films.
Yes.
So I'm going to have a little chat about the disaster films. Jamie, how about yourself?
Oh, look, I've been trying to think all week about what my favourite things are, and I've been a bit miserable, actually. I hate to say it.
Don't bring the show down, darling.
I don't want to bring it down. So I've come up with a whole lot of things that are my least favourite.
Jamie,
sorry to say.
You do have a favourite giveaway tonight, don't you?
Oh, we've got a prize.
Yes, what's that for, Dan?
Well, we're going to be playing a mystery, the TV theme tune.
Yes.
And the prize this evening, now wait for it, it's very exciting. Step Up Miami Heat is the next instalment in the worldwide smash Step Up franchise, which sets the dancing against the vibrant backdrop of Miami. some characters arrive in Miami with aspirations of becoming professional dancers and soon falls in love with another character. And anyway, it's fantastic.
But pack it's
has an in-season double pass and a hoodie. A hoodie to keep you warm.
So Fash, movie out.
And a CD soundtrack.
And a CD.
Fabulous.
All
okay.
for guessing our mystery TV theme tune. Which? And what you'd need to do, of course, is SMS that on 0427JOY949. Give us a call on 1300JOY949. Lovely Jerry is out on reception this evening answering your calls.
And remember, only Joy members can actually enter. Dolly, do you have that mystery theme?
Here we go.
I've got no idea.
I'm having flashbacks to 1978.
It's pretty bad.
ABC thing. Perth, hot summer, and watching this in the afternoon.
Round about your 21st birthday, was that right?
Oh, well, you were there, darling, serving the drinks. My goodness. Now, Dolly, we've got a song, haven't we?
Oh, have we, darling? Yes. We do. We've got a Kransky Sisters song.
Excellent.
Oh,
okay.
Let's play that
first. I thought we'd play that first. Something, because we like to do it, our disco, don't we? We like to do disco and a little bit of funk. So this is from the Kransky Sisters, Staying Alive, their version.
Welcome three sisters who have driven their Morris Major all the way here from their small hometown in Esk in rural Queensland, Australia, the Kransky Sisters.
We are the Kransky Sisters from Esk in Queensland.
Esk in Queensland.
This is my sister Eve.
Eve.
I'm Maureen Kransky.
Maureen Kransky.
This is our sister, Dawn Kransky. Dawn is not of the same father as Eve and I. When her father came, our father left. Brothers never spoke again. Eve and I, we've lived in the same house since we were five. You had a pet canary.
Gary.
But he impaled himself on our father's receipt spike. Our sister Dawn lives over in Mrs. Evermore's laundry in the house over the back fence. It's nice, isn't it, the laundry?
Nice, the laundry.
It's better than the room you had under our house, isn't it? Juice from the meat safe used to leak through the kitchen floorboards.
By the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Music loud and women warm, I've been kicked around since I was born. And it's all right, it's okay, you can look the other way. You can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a mother or whether you're a brother, and you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. Ha, 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 staying alive, staying alive. Ha, 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 staying alive. I really try. Wings of heaven on my shoes. I'm a dancing man, and I just can't lose. All right, it's okay. You can look the other way. We can try to understand. When your time's in heaven, man. Whether you're the mother or whether you're the brother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
What did you think of that, kids?
I liked it.
That was the Kransky Sisters with their version of Staying Alive. And, of course, the Kransky Sisters feature the fabulous talents of Annie Lee, Christine Johnston, and Carolyn Johns as Maureen, Eve, and Dawn Kransky. Christine is my little favourite.
You had the hots for her.
Oh, stop it, stop it.
You told me you did.
Stop it. She's a fellow Brisbane girl. And she's the one that repeats everything, Christine.
The one that, so the elder sister sort of leads, yes, and then the second sister
is the one
up,
that repeats it. She's an amazing talent. She used to do lots of cabaret by herself before she joined the Kransky Sisters. And she would sing, she's a very tall girl, and she had a sidekick that was half her size that would tap. So Christine would sing. She's got about 5 octaves, incredible range. Mm. And apparently, amongst her various talents, she also yodels.
Oh, that's a talent you need these days.
Who doesn't love a yodeler?
Yeah, she's a good yodeler. Apparently a childhood of bushwalking and sitting in the chook pen meant developing a keen appreciation for her feathered friends. Oh. So she's got all these gorgeous characters, great voice, beautiful voice, and all these cabaret characters. And not only does she do the Kransky Sisters, but she's also in a show at the moment, which is touring. And the show is called Ramp, and that's on at the Arts House, Melbourne, in September, from the 5th to the 8th.
Nice.
Kransky Sisters, you've seen them, darling, haven't you?
I have seen them a couple of times, and I think they're fantastic. I love that they're from Esk. Have you been to Esk, Dolly?
I haven't been to Esk.
Where
it's not really
it?
A town that you go to, darling.
Is it a real place?
Yes, it is. It's right. Kind of north, you know, inland a little bit.
Everything's
darling.
North.
Yeah. It's not really on the coast. Not really a coastal town.
And I was reading that
Dust Bowl.
Their father was a travelling salesman, fictionally, for the asbestos cookware company. And that's what you want in your cookware.
You do.
Little fibres.
Would you like some cancer with your cookware?
Yes. Melophili fascioma or something equally long.
Something lovely like that, darling. Yes, exactly. So there you go. The Kransky Sisters. Beautiful. One of my favourite things, because that's what we're talking about, isn't it, Dan?
We are. Favourite things. Catching
favorite
up.
Things.
Catching
Ethel
up.
Ethel Chopp here. You're listening to Joy 94.9, idiot.
Well, you're on Catching Up with Joy 94.9. My name is Dolly, and we've got Jamie and Brett. We're talking about my favourite things this particular episode. What's your favourite things?
Oh, look, Brett? One of my all-time favourite things would have to be home entertaining.
You do a lot of that, don't you, Brett?
We actually do a lot of that. I think my obsession started.
You
because,
boys do a lot of that together, don't
yes,
you?
Yes. Well,
not so much together.
We're not together, Dolly.
Yes, yes.
I think it really started because my parents used to hold a lot of pool parties and barbecues in the 70s and the 80s.
Were they swingers, Brett, your parents?
No.
No.
Everyone. I know, Jamie.
You never can tell.
It's not Los Angeles in the 70s. Look, it was Perth in the 70s.
It's Perth in the 70s. Were there any swingers in Perth, do you think?
He's in the bowl.
I don't know. Maybe you should ask Jamie, Dolly.
Jamie?
Oh, there must be, mustn't there?
Anyhow. Every mother who used to come to a barbecue or a pool party would obviously bring a plate of their special dishes. Now, my mother's special dish was either chocolate mousse with peppermint crisp put in, or a very moist apple cake.
Beg your pardon.
Dolly and Jamie, what were your mother's or grandmother's favourite recipes or dishes?
Oh, my grandmother used to make an awesome bread and butter pudding,
which was
just old bits of bread, really. It's very economical.
They weren't. You used to use up the rest of the loaf.
The other thing that I found very strange, my grandparents used to make pig's trotters. You'd walk into the kitchen, a couple of pig's legs sitting on the bench. Very unsavoury. I thought that was a bit scary.
Oh. Mm. Dolly, how about yourself?
A grasshopper cheesecake is coming to mind.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really just a little bit of cheesecake with a bit of green cochineal poured into the mixture.
Yes.
Grasshopper cheesecake.
No grasshoppers in it.
No grasshoppers in it, sweetheart.
Do you guys remember the cooking segment on the Mike Walsh show? This is going back. Okay, well, Australians...
How old do you think we are?
Old. Australians' own version of Julia Child's Mrs. Margaret Fulton.
Yes.
And that was actually my first cookbook given to me by my mother. Mm-hmm. And it was called My Very Special Cookbook. And still today I use it as my cooking Bible. I was inspired a few years ago by the film Julie and Julia. And instead of how the main character, Julie... Mm-hmm. did a different recipe of Julia Child's every day. I did actually a different recipe per week.
Of Margaret Fulton?
No, just random recipes.
You did.
Very achievable. I did everything from lobster thermidor, liver pate, lemon curd, duck l'orange, just to name a few.
Duck l'orange?
Yes.
I'm surprised you can pronounce that.
Oh, look.
That's incredible, much less make it.
Was your mother surprised you were gay, Brett? Or, like, was that...
I'm surprised. What?
There was no signs, were there?
No, it's a little bit like you,
duck
being
l'orange.
The fat Oliver.
Oh, I sized.
You did say that. Look,
that's true.
Look, I do have...
Back to entertaining.
I have brought in a fabulous book. Now, a couple of books I have. I've got Stephanie Alexander and Movida and Nigellas and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
But I do have a couple of old camp ones. And one of them was the Margaret, Duchess of Argyll, My Dinner Party Cook. And Margaret actually goes into detail about how you should cook. But the hilarious thing is, as she's a duchess... She's never actually been in a kitchen of her life.
I'm not even sure where it is.
But for most of us, we might have had a book called... Now, this is a lovely UK book called Audrey Ellis.
Oh, the viewers can see that.
Colours,
thanks for
I
that.
Know.
Thanks showing, for showing that.
Showing you two, you fools. Cooking for the
Listeners
Hostess.
Listeners can't see cooking it, but the viewers the
That's
can.
That's true.
Yes.
So cooking for the Hostess.
Cooking for the Hostess.
So it's a very camp 1970s, lots of... tinned things, lots of eggs used.
Yes.
So I'm going to actually just a couple of recipes, and I want you to guess what may actually be in some of these recipes.
I've got to listen.
Right. So we're guessing the ingredients.
Jamie, just you don't have to guess all of them. Just the main ingredients. Hot variety loaf.
Oh, well, it would have some singers, maybe a dancer.
Dolly.
Some rattling keys the bowl in the middle of the table.
Swingers cake.
Yes.
Dolly?
Hello, I'm here.
What would be in a hot variety loaf?
Spices.
Spices?
Yes, spices, but not Spice Girls. They weren't invented then, were they?
A lot of chicken. And a lot of liver.
Oh.
In a cake.
Go on.
No, it's a loaf.
What's it called? A loaf.
Savory loaf.
It's a savory loaf.
It's really just a savory loaf.
What would be in a aspic castle?
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, yes.
Aspic is just little bits of sort of animal legs and things, isn't it? It's just like a beefy broth with a jelly.
It's basically a meat jelly.
Yes.
Meat jelly, darling.
With little see-through bits. It was awful.
Yes.
But I'm still stuck on which parts of the animals were they?
Anything.
Doesn't matter.
Nails.
Radio.
Of course, nowadays, obviously, my favourite is probably the jailbird herself, Miss Martha Stewart. And I still think
she's still a jailbird, darling.
Well, no, darling, but
she's out, isn't she?
She's out.
Yeah, yeah.
But we still need
a bit
one...
like Pauline Hanson.
She's back.
Yes. We still need one in Australia. Obviously, not the Better Homes and Nonsense garbage that they normally put on, but we actually need an all-rounder. Cook or entertainer and interior designer extraordinaire.
Put your hand up for it, darling. Put your hand up for it.
Oh, I don't know.
You actually are an interior designer, aren't you?
I actually am an interior designer.
I mean, this show could take you places. Surely it's the groundings of a fascinating, entertaining television career, Brett.
Any favourites of yours for a cook or a chef or a home entertainer?
Oh, is that a question?
Well,
yes.
I like Nigella Bites. I mean,
I like
her. I like her pantry's lovely.
A little bit fatty, though,
pantry.
Darling, isn't it? It's like the richest chocolate cake.
Jamie Oliver,
you want to get into her pantry?
Her
did
pantry
you say?
Looks fascinating. Jamie Oliver, I like what he did with the school dinners thing. I think that was great because those English people eating lard and twiglets, they needed some help. God bless them.
They did, sweetheart. They did. True. Is that it for your entertainment?
Yes, I do. But I do have one quick thing. We normally have a little shout out from Chris from London at this time.
Right, okay. How is he?
Chris is, he's actually just gone to Nottingham Pride. He's just come back from Nottingham Pride.
Right.
And he's off, I think, to the Czech Republic this week. So he actually sent one saying, I won't be listening this week.
Anyone else listening to our Catching Up program on Joy 94.9? Is there anyone else, Brett?
No, we have a couple of guesses, but we're going to come back to those guesses.
Good.
I think...
We can't give it away yet, but
we
there is a fantastic prize up for grabs, of course.
No, I want to just give a little bit of my favourite things before we go anywhere
else.
So would you mind just all shutting up and listening?
Well, you better hurry up because it starts this week.
What?
The Olympics.
What? I don't know. Darling, did you know it started this week?
What?
The Olympics.
Where?
What?
Oh, my God, how can you have missed it? Even coming from the airport, it's everywhere.
No, darling, it's been everywhere for 5 bloody years, hasn't it? Will we, won't we? Will it be built, won't it be built? Will we win? No, we won't, darling. Excuse me if I missed it actually started. It's been like tinnitus.
I am Spartacus.
talking sperm. No,
what is... He's on his way.
What? What? Who? What?
Spartacus.
Spartacus? What? Michael Douglas.
He wasn't Spartacus.
No.
I am Spartacus.
Oh,
I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus.
Stop it.
He comes.
What, he's on his way from America?
No, from the airport.
No. No. I was going to be thin. Oh, God. Quick, get a Hoover. Give me lipo. Get a knife. Slice off the fat. You can't be here, darling. You can't be here, sweetheart. Oh, yes, you can if you serve. Be staff. Be staff. Serve, sweetheart. And none of your lip, all right? Come on, Pats, we've got to get ready.
Yeah, darling, but Eddie, yeah. I need a little bit of a tidy up, you know.
I've got a razor upstairs.
No, darling, I mean a real, you know, sort of clipping, you know.
All right,
I need scissors.
All right, sweetheart, I've got scissors.
You're disgusting.
Oh, it comes to us all, you know, darling, the swinging saloon doors.
What are you dressed as?
I represent a shattered Olympic dream.
Watch a brand new episode.
Joy 94.9, you're on Catching Up with Brett, Dolly and Jamie, and that was one of Dolly's favourites from this week's episode, 20th anniversary special of Abs Fab, made to coincide with the London Olympics, which is, I'm sure everyone's enjoying. I'm certainly enjoying some of the bodies on the TV.
Yes.
We're doing our favourite things this week, and it's great to have your company.
I'm going to play us...
Oh, that's our theme.
The theme once again, if the... viewers haven't tuned in, they have to name this TV theme.
Okay, so if you know the mystery TV theme, email us on air at joy.org.au or SMS us 0427JOY949.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Catching Up with Brett, Dolly and Jamie. Wonderful to have your company. Before those community announcements, you heard September by Earth, Wind and Fire, also known as EWF. You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
And we had a little dance to that, didn't we?
I'm a bit out of breath.
We did.
I nearly had a stitch.
Now, did you know that they were known for their dynamic horn section, Dolster?
No, I didn't know about their dynamic horns.
That's right. And they were also the first African-American performers to ever sell out the Madison Square Garden.
Good on them.
Fascinating.
Wow. Hey, so guys, what is Catching Up? I suppose Catch Up is about, we're going to meet every Tuesday night and we just talk about some gossip, TV, movies, and really what we really love in life, yeah?
Don't really care about what they like, our viewers, do we?
Listeners,
Dolly.
I'm going to say that just to annoy
just to
you know
funny.
That.
We all met as part of the Taste of Radio course here at Joy, and we decided... Jamie actually was the inspiration who actually said, I want to do a show. And
he had to share it, didn't he? He couldn't just do it by himself.
No.
But some of the other things, look, the Joy of Radio course obviously brought us together. It's a fantastic idea. Next two Mondays actually, I'm doing a show called By the Letter with Matt, one of the guys we did the course with. And we're actually going to explore each letter of the GLBTI alphabet.
Oh.
And when's that on again? Next Monday night.
Next Monday. Next two Mondays. It's only a two-parter at this stage on what is normally known as the Fresh Air spot.
Yeah.
But it's going to be By the Letter. So please tune in if you're listening.
It will be very fresh at 11 o'clock at night, won't it, sweetheart?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Lovely. Good, yes. Darling. Good. What's your favourite things?
Oh, look, I don't like anything.
Jamie?
Look, I bought some new scales.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, the good thing about the new scales... So, yes?
Kitchen scales, weighing scales.
Yes. Blubber scales, you know, so you get on in the morning and see the state of affairs. Yeah. But the good thing is they go through random numbers and then your weight pops up at the end, so it's a bit like The Biggest Loser. So you're not sure how it's
going to
go.
Oh, my God. Do you get like the whole, like, dun-dun-dun? Mm,
pretty much.
Did my goodness.
Could be good, could be bad. So that was one of my favourite things. Of course, you know, look, I'm a simple sort of lad. I like a bit of gardening. I like an episode of Prisoner. I've noticed that having a bit of a shopping addiction has been a little bit bad for me, and I am working on that. But the problem, I guess, these days is that you don't even need to leave the house to shop anymore, do you? You just click away.
Well, no. And now you can download all your apps to your smartphone. You can even shop on the go.
You can shop in your sleep.
And get a brown paper package tied up with string. These are a few of our favourite things.
Yeah, well, you know, girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes.
Yeah, they're not bad,
they're not bad.
Yeah.
The snow bells and sleigh bells on nose and eyelashes. I'll stop now before the estate of Rodgers and
doing
Hammerstone.
Doing our own sing-along Sound of Music tonight.
Yes.
In our favourite things on Catching Up.
And that's probably one of my, as much as my partner hates the Sound of Music, it's probably the first musical I fell in love with. We always used to watch it as a family.
Yes.
No other words. I still get upset with Maria. I have grown...
How do you take a problem like Maria?
Absolutely. Yes, Maria. I have actually grown to love the character of the Baroness. Mm-hmm. I used to hate her as a child, but I actually think she's a woman done wrong.
Woman done wrong.
She is. Really she done. Fell in love with the captain well before Maria tranced into their lives. And
she was a homewrecker, that Maria.
She was a homewrecker.
She was. A nun homewrecker.
Terrible things. But still a fabulous film.
Yes.
It's Strasbourg, isn't it? It's sort of Bavaria way, isn't it? Mountainous.
Austria.
Oh, that's...
Salzburg.
Salzburg.
Can I give my little version of the song?
Oh, please.
Yes, please do.
Do mi fa sol la ti. Raindrops annoy me and so do small kittens. Organise Virgos that wear oven mittens. Fake nice girls with too many rings. These are a few of my unfavourite things. Yes. Cream-coloured slacks and boys in their doodle. A mum telling me to use your noodle. Babies that cry and anyone that sings, these are a few of my unfavourite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, I especially want to poke in their eyelashes. The silver white winters that melt into spring, as if we're in Melbourne, what are you, a ding? When the dog barks when I'm sleeping, it drives me friggin' mad. I simply remember my unfavourite things and then I don't feel so bad.
Oh, it's beautiful. They should have used that in the original movie.
You think so, darling?
Yeah. Yeah. Would it be?
I think it had legs.
What do you mean by not liking doodles?
No, they're not for me, darling.
They're not for you.
No.
I don't think they come in the lesbian handbook, Jamie.
be surprised.
My love, you are going to be playing your favourite song now, aren't you, Jamie?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, going back to the disco and the funk, which is what we're all about.
Oh, it's a fantastic song. And I hate to say it, but it was actually a number one on the Billboard Hottest 100 Hits in the summer of 1975, which is actually the year I was born. So maybe that's why I feel a special relationship to this beautiful song, which is Van McCoy, The Hustle.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Jamie and Brett. Welcome back.
And what a lovely time we're having here.
Did I just say the song then?
No.
I was going to.
Would you like to do that song now?
No, could you? Because I forgot.
It's Van McCoy, The Hustle, and I'm still in a little bit of a glow from that song. It always makes me feel absolutely special.
It always reminds me of lots of glitter and tinsel. It's a very glitter song.
Interestingly enough, Van McCoy, bit of a tragic life really, but he was a great songwriter as well, and he wrote songs for Gladys Knight and the Pips. Right. He wrote Right on the Tip of My Tongue.
Oh, right.
Yeah, for Brenda and the
Tabulations. Diesel song, not that one.
I'm not sure.
Not Right on the Tip of My Tongue. Not surely.
Maybe there's another one before that.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Previous tongue tip.
You lost me there.
Oops.
Have we got the... can we play the theme again? The mystery.
Well, hopefully if I've lined it up properly.
There it is.
You've got to guess this.
La, 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 la.
There we go.
So if you know the mystery theme song, please email us on air at joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427JOY949. We have had a few responses. We don't know if any of them are correct.
Lovely.
Of course, there is a prize up for grabs this evening.
Yes.
Which is Miami Heat, the next in installment of the worldwide Smash Up, Step Up franchise. It's got a hoodie, a double pass and a CD soundtrack. So
now, interesting enough, when Andy and I were in Paris 2 years ago...
Oh, name dropped.
Oh, isn't he? What? Surprise, I didn't see you there.
Step Up to the Streets, because it's Step Up to the Streets, wasn't somehow it was lost in translation and it was just called Sexy Dance Number 3.
Okay.
What are you talking about, Johnny? What's that got to do with anything?
Because that's number 4 of the series.
Oh, okay, right.
The prize.
Oh, we're on the prize, are we? Mm-hmm.
The badge.
So you're on Catching Up. This is Joy 94.9.
What are we talking about?
Well, we love to do a bit of retro and usually we have a theme, and this week's theme is... Mm-hmm. Our favourite things.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
You know, we've all got things that we love and you know, look on with fondness. So, look, I was just going to ask you guys a couple of questions just to get to know everyone a little bit better here. I wanted to know what's your favourite country. We'll go Dolly, then Brett.
Oh,
Dolly,
God.
And good game's a fast
nervous.
Game.
All right.
Good game's a fast game.
Favourite country in Asia, Dolly?
Country in Asia? Oh. I only know one, Bali.
Okay.
Indonesia.
Oh, that's, yes, Bali's that's an island. Where it's from, isn't it? The Bali, isn't
I have
it?
To say Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Mine's yeah. Cambodia. Next question. Favourite country in Europe?
Wait, are you going to me first?
Yes, Dolly.
I'll say Paris.
Paris, yes.
Because I've only been there.
For France, yeah. She's good on geography, isn't
I know,
she?
She's awesome.
Hot.
Oh. The UK?
It'd have to be to Germany for me. Favourite food, Dolly?
I'm feeling like a dunderhead with these questions.
Yeah, you're looking favorite like food. One too. Favourite food?
Croissant.
Croissant?
Seeing we're still in Paris.
Roast chicken.
Oh, that is sloppy. Stop. That is
meat
so
and two
sloppy.
Veg. Meat and two veg for Brady. Favourite position lying down?
What does that mean, Danny?
Well, do you sleep on your tummy? Do you sleep on your back?
On the side, I think.
On the side. Bit on the side.
Bit on the side, I like.
Stomach.
Stomach.
Until my hip goes. Stomach for you, Danny.
Stomach for me.
It's usually on my tummy until the sciatica kicks in, then it's on my side.
Yeah, rightio. Yes.
Favourite beverage?
Beverage. Oh, well, we can't say anything naughty, can we, darling, here?
Well, it's just your favourite drink.
Oh, water?
Yeah. Water. It's a good one.
White wine.
White wine.
Oh, no, actually. Can we say daiquiri or something like that?
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind a little strawberry daiquiri. I like nice in summer.
A blended frappuccino. Like an ice blended. Can't start my day without an ice blended frapp.
Sounds lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. Favourite colour, Dolly?
Oh, red. Wearing red. Lipstick.
Blue.
Yeah.
Blue. Mine's sort of that.
Matches your lipstick, doesn't it, Tony?
It does, darling. I'm going for the death look tonight.
If you, you probably can't see, but Brett is actually an emo / goth combination.
Check out our little webpage.
Oh my god, so nothing like that, but never mind.
Got
so
a lot
funny.
Of piercings.
For his picture.
It's sort of an emo goth meets bear.
Wow, I'm so glad I'm married already.
My favourite colours.
You're feeling real good about yourself.
I feel real good.
Feeling like a dunderhead and you're feeling fabulous.
My favourite colours like an aquamarine chartreuse sort of.
Oh, turquoise. Who cares about your favourite colours? Right. I'm over you.
I've got, just before we go to the announcements, Jolly, I do have a very special shout-out.
Are we going
shout-out.
To announcements? Oh, yes,
I've got
please.
A shout-out for you. Oh. Loving you long time, Dolly.
Love you long time.
Great show. I'm listening. From Chanois.
Oh, Chanois.
Who's that?
She's something that I'd pull over myself with my doona.
It's keep you warm.
I was actually going to say, I think that ultimately that might be Dolly's favourite thing.
Favourite through for
true.
A catch.
True, is my little Chanois.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
You like that?
You're listening to Catching Up with Brett, Jamie and Dolly, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Bretty, Jamie and Dolly. How are you going, kids? You all right?
Yeah, good.
You've had a long day, haven't you, darling? Are you okay?
I might have been on another continent this morning, possibly.
You're on
I'm
the
here.
Same continent
I'm
now.
Here. I've had my nap.
Yeah, it's good to have you. All right, darling, what are your favourite things, Brett?
Look, I'm a big movie and TV buff, but I'd have to say the disaster film genre is my favourite. These films are typically feature a large cast of well-known actors and multiple plot lines, focusing on characters' attempt to avert or escape or cope with the disaster and its aftermath. Now, we've got a little bit of a mash-up, and there's five disaster films in here.
Again.
Can you guess them, Dolly?
Of Los Angeles and its millions of people living, loving, planning, fighting until nature's most violent upheaval forces them to battle and claw for life itself.
What is it, Lookout?
I never saw anything like it. An enormous wall of water coming towards us.
We're aboard the SS Poseidon when it was hit by a 90-foot tidal wave.
Oh, my God.
And capsized.
And if these systems perform perfectly, well, then there's no problem. But if there's a malfunction,
what are the odds?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Those people are going to die up there if something's not done. Much more out of here.
So you can stop worrying about me. What about me down there worrying about you?
If this damn bus, there won't be nothing between here and Wilshire Boulevard left to burn.
Heroism and cowardice, self-sacrifice, hysteria and mass emotion that will surround and engulf you completely and make you feel you are there.
So,
God.
There's five disaster films. Now, they're all from the 70s.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you guess any of
them?
Was
one the Poseidon?
Oh, Poseidon, yes. I got that one.
Well done. Check. 1 point to Jamie. Did you have a guess of maybe another one?
Was there an airport, 75,
well done, 70? Jamie. Woo-hoo! The theme that we played was actually from the original Airport. Now, there's three other films.
Okay. Something about the world coming to an end suddenly with maybe a tidal wave or...
Shall we give up?
Yeah, I gave up before.
So there
I
was also Earthquake. Towering Inferno.
You did play Towering Inferno.
And
lovely.
Meteor.
Which one was Towering Inferno?
That was the one about, what about me? Worried about you up there. What about me down there? That was the lovely Faye Dunaway. Now, Towering Inferno was based on The Tower and The Glass Inferno. It was huge blockbuster novels in the 1960s. Now, it was my first disaster film that I saw. In the early 80s, and I absolutely fell in love with it. It had a stellar cast. Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, William Holden, Faye Dunaway, and Richard Chamberlain, just to name a few. Also, like the Poseidon Adventure, you know, the giant boat being hit by a tidal wave. How can you forget Shelley Winter's performance and her swimming medal, or the fact that the tables were stuck on the ceiling? Airport, it was a glamorous soap opera styling that led to a string of sequels like Airport 75 and 76. I'll try to forget about Karen Black landing the plane in a later sequel with her cockeyed. As well, it was the inspiration for the very funny Flying High films.
Yes, they were good fun. What was the main character in that? Was it Liam?
No, Liam Neeson was... Yes, he was in the Flying High films.
Yes, okay, right, yes.
Look, the golden age of the genre was the 1970s, but what makes a good disaster film? It has to have a good cast. It needs to have a mix of old and new Hollywood because you want the characters to survive. You don't want to cheer for the disaster.
No.
The subplots need to develop characters but tie them up very neatly in the end. The recent 2012 film, while brilliant on effects, were a stinker for plot lines and character and that literally went nowhere. It has to be a good disaster. You want a tidal wave. You want a fire. You want an earth tremor. Destruction of a world city. Likewise, you want to avoid bad ones like a swarm of bees, a roller coaster and a bus. And I'd like to say they were all made into disaster films.
Oh, the Birdies film was quite good, where you just walked out your front door and there was 1,500 seagulls ready to peck you to death.
It's not really a disaster film, more of a thriller. Disasters need to happen within the first 20 to 30 minutes of the film, otherwise you lose interest, a.k.a. Independence Day. Great special effects. Unlike Earthquake, where they just shook the camera and pushed over Ava Gardner, they need...
I like those effects, though. They're the best jars.
They need to be believable. So, like, Cloverfield was brilliant as it reinvented the Godzilla franchise and it pulled back from showing the monster. Unlike the giant monster of the 1960s Japanese disaster film, Meguro, which was basically a...
big lizard, wasn't it? Climbing up a building.
Yes. Donnie, Jamie, what were your favourite disaster films?
Oh, look, I do love the Airport 77, 75, 79 and all the rest of them. I loved it when the autopilot, the blow-up doll was... I love those
movies. Blow-up doll's good, isn't it? Perhaps if we've got any viewers still out there,
a lovely viewer who forgot to say their name
yes.
has corrected us. It wasn't Liam Neeson. It was Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, good on that. Now, who are they? But thank you for that.
We don't know who you are. Send us another one so we can say thank you, Dolly.
They can let us know their favourite disaster movie in the interim.
Absolutely.
Get Along Without You Now. Going to Get Along Without You Now by Viola Wills, who very interestingly enough was discovered by the wonderful Barry White. You're on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Brett and Jamie on Catching Up. And now we have the lovely Sonia from Sci-Fi and Scream. What's coming up on your show tonight,
Sonia? What's coming up? Well, catching up with us at 10 o'clock, we've got Aliens and Us.
Ooh.
Watch out, there's a bit of probing going on.
Love a bit of probing.
Oh, wow.
And we've got a special guest, Emma Beddoes, in this studio. And Mitch and I will be going over some chat about your favourite alien invasion films and so forth.
Have you seen that series V, the 84 version?
Yes.
We were talking about special effects earlier, and I saw a lovely effect in that, which was just a lizard breaking through a piece of paper.
And the hamster swallowing is always good. We've also got an interview with Charlene Harris. As well, a little excerpt. And,
Sounds like a wonderfully fun filled show on Sci-Fi and Screen.
Awesome. So, look, guys, we've got a couple of shout-outs. The lovely... no, they didn't actually put down their name, but they said, Towering Inferno is unbeatable.
Yes,
my favourite quote is from the film is, when that was asked how the fire's being handled, Steve McQueen tells Paul Newman, out of control and coming your way. Hobson, I love that line. I think I've had a couple of ex-boyfriends like that. Want to say a big thank you to the lovely Raymond, the lovely Gabby, Lee. Lee, it's always lovely to hear from you.
Yeah, we love Lee.
And Stephen from South Yarra. You guys did actually get... the correct
fantastic wasn't
guess,
it?
But there can only be one winner, Jamie.
Dun, 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 dun.
Cha-la-la, la,
the
la,
winner
la,
of
la, la,
tonight's
la.
Prize is Tony Balzen from Armidale. Congratulations,
the
Tony.
The first one to guess, was it?
He was the first in with the Banana Splits.
The Banana Splits,
of
top show.
Guys, it's been a fantastic show
it
tonight.
It always is, isn't it?
Never enough time to get through all our famous things. Dolly, what's the theme next week?
Well, we're catching up. My favourite things, of course, was this show. And next week we're going to do Australiana.
Australia.
Australia, you're standing in it.
Jeez.
So it's goodbye from me.
It's good night from Brett.
And it's good night from Jamie. Thanks for your company. It's been wonderful.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the podcast. For catching up on Joy 94.9, follow the links on joy.org.au to subscribe and follow the show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.